headphones up, I can't numb you out, drum you out of my mind. They're playing goodbye, baby, baby, goodbye. Oh, love is blind. Up go the flaps, down go the wheels. I hope you got your heat turned on, baby. I hope you finally fixed your automobile. I hope it's better when we meet again, baby.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today, this is your host, Jeff Williams. Next, we're going to listen to pianist Wayne Alpern. He has a new album out called Scarab. We're going to take a listen to the track, Let It Be.
Thank you.
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us, check out this week's playlist, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. We're in for a real treat. The ever creative and prolific Pat Metheny has from this place, from that album, and it's called America Undefined.
Thank you. Now that was nice. Changing gears, up next is Soundbase. The album's called Dangerous Territory, and we'll check into the track Ping Pong. Let's dig in. Up next is Vin Venezia. The album's called The Venetian. We'll check into the track Without a Sound. Let's check it out. Mm-hmm. that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Perhaps as much as any man, Henry David Thoreau enjoyed his walks in the woods. In June 1853, Thoreau wrote in his journal of an enchanting encounter with the wood thrush. The wood thrush launches forth his evening strains from the midst of the pines. I admire the moderation of this master. There is nothing tumultuous in his song. He launches forth one strain with all his heart and life and soul, of pure and unmatchable melody, and then he pauses and gives the hearer and himself time to digest this, and then another, and another. About a week later, Thoreau wrote again of the wood thrush, "This is the only bird whose note affects me like music. It lifts and exhilarates me. It is inspiring. It changes all hours to an eternal morning." Wood thrushes thrive in large expanses of forest, and their numbers have declined as forests have been cut on their breeding grounds and where they winter, in southern Mexico and Central America. Yet nearly half of wood thrush pairs have two broods per nesting season, so given a chance, their numbers could rebound. Protected areas like Adirondack Park, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and Ozark National Forest give them that chance. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.